Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're into part 19 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And if you'd like a copy of this tape or CD, it's just ask for program number 121. There's no cost for it, but you may want to review the tape or CD, so there might be something on there that you want to hear again and again and again. And actually, the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. We have several letters here today, some from Africa, a couple from the United States. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord God Almighty to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for being everything to us. You are the actual earth, and all the life that's on this earth or ever was on this earth came out of you. And Lord, we thank you for the food, the clothing that comes out of the earth, and the water, and all the fruit and vegetables, and also the different things that we eat, like the fish and chicken and things like that. But Lord, we ask also that you give the people in the listening audience today, that you give them eternal life, and that you strengthen the church. And that you give them something today that they can cling on to and cause them to be strong for another day. Because you've told us that we need to be hearing this word every day, and that way we're able to hang on to you one day at a time. It's not something that is going to be completely done and over with in one day, but it's the way of life to be eating the word of God and drinking the word of God, which is the spiritual water. Your word is spirit and it's life, spiritual water and it's our life. Your word is the bread of life. You are that word. Lord, we ask that you do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, where's the first letter from?
First letter's from Accra, Ghana, West Africa.
Okay.
Dear Tony, I thank God for leading me to Christ through your program on Radio Africa. The messages are selected, I believe, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and I get my growth, my anointing through this program, and it also keeps me energized and revived. May the Lord always keep your program aglow and aflame all the time. Meanwhile, I want to plead with you to come to my aid with some inspirational books, Bibles, and other materials to help me grow faithfully in Christ.
Listen, if you listen to this broadcast on a daily basis, if you order my literature, there's enough in each one of these programs to keep you alive one day at a time. And then also, you'll get what I'm doing is teaching you how to read the Bible prayerfully. And if you read that Bible every day, even if you read it for whatever length of time that the Lord wants you to, sometimes I'll just read the Bible for maybe a minute, and I'll get something there that I can hang on for the whole rest of the day. And sometimes the Lord will have me read it for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, or a half hour. And sometimes that's just not enough, unless because he'll give me an assignment of reading for an hour or so. It just all depends on the Spirit of the Lord. You have to rely on the Bridegroom, because he's with you. He's the Comforter, and he has clothed you with life and power, which most people say is grace, but grace is the meaning of grace is power. And so you just have to do that. And don't think about consuming like the whole Bible in one day. Just get enough in there to keep you standing one day at a time. That's all that's necessary, is for you to stay in the Spirit every day, enough to last you till the next day, all right? And then you do the same thing that day, all right? Praise the Lord. That's a true instructions. Right now I ask the Lord to anoint me and give you his words, and this is from the Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, with love. All right, then what else?
God bless you, thank you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Yours truly, Robert from Teshi, Accra, Ghana.
Okay, send him a copy of this tape. You know, yes, I think he'll like it. And if he's listening to the program every day, hi, Robert. I was saying hi to you and all you people in Africa and India and the Philippines, everywhere in the world, right here in the United States. We love you. Praise God. Then what else?
The next one's from Suffield, Connecticut. It says, Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, the other day I received an article named The Fighters Passed Under My Cell Door. After reading, I was in tears beside myself based on the testimony of Susan. The power of God was upon me, telling me to hear and act on His word. Hidden sins came forth, and I repented from those sins. I was born again. God counts me pure to be a holy person, to walk in His statutes. I like a man that is straightforward, that tells it as it is. He speaks God's word of love and judgment with His message of salvation, backed up with scriptures. Praise to God for you, sir. May His blessings be upon you. Please send your book, Messiah, on the prophecies. Thank you, in Christ's name, His servant David from Suffield, Connecticut.
Praise the Lord. Make sure that David gets a copy of this tape, because he'll like to hear your name, and this letter's being read everywhere in the world. You can hear it on our website, and the website is
alamoministries.com.
Okay, you can just tune in and read all my literature there. Not everything that I've written, because I've got about 500 more pieces of literature, maybe even 1,000 of them, that I've never released yet. It's just the Lord has me doing different things every day, and there's just so many hours in a day. We're understaffed. We need more staff. So if you people want to join us, some kind of ability that you can help out here, we'd sure appreciate it. We need secretaries. We need typists. We need every kind of person, television operators, because we're going back on TV. I'm meeting with the TV lady from Pan American Broadcasting tomorrow morning in Beverly Hills, and she's flown in town to see me, and also she's going over to see Jan and Paul Crouch after she sees me. And then she's got me on 7 international television hookups, and we already have the intro for it, and our church already has the digital TV equipment and the recording studio, and we're just waiting for television studio operators to come in and help. And give us a buzz, okay? You can call us at
area code 479-782-7370.
Or email us at
alamoministries.com.
Or write a confidential letter to me at
Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505.
We're worldwide, brothers and sisters, so if you want to really get the most out of your life, get the most of your life to, if you're going to serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, get into a ministry that is solid, one that is not any false doctrine in it at all, and one that's worldwide. Come on in and really let's get it going for the Lord. If you hear any wrong things on television in these other ministries, well, then don't be backing them up. Come and back me up, because you're not hearing any wrong things from me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because this is where it's at, right over here. We're the real deal, the real thing. Okay, then what?
The next letter's from Wara State, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony, recently one of my church members gave me your literature entitled Too Late, Too Late, Too Late, from where I got your website address. Ever since I have been reading Christian literature, your own is quite different, because it speaks directly to my heart as though I am seeing you one-on-one. In fact, it touches my heart, and it has given me more encouragement to move forward in this race.
Now, that one piece of literature I did not write. While I was in France, somebody gave me they were playing a tape to me. I don't speak French. And then they'd stop it and tell me what the man was saying, and then they'd stop it and tell me what the man was saying. I says, I got to get a hold of this guy. I want to put this piece of literature out, because it's fantastic. It's like, I can tell it's real. Then we had that Bonnie, that's what it's all about, Bonnie.
Bessie,
okay? And that's another fantastic piece of literature you should get. I didn't write either one of them, but I put them down and I distribute them, because I believe y'all need this literature. And so he's talking about my literature, but that one is not. It's distributed from here, but I didn't write it. Okay, then what? It was a supernatural experience the man had. So he didn't write it either. He just talked about it, and I put it down on paper and put it out. All right, then what?
Your literature opens my eyes to see more about heaven. Pastor Tony, kindly send me some of your literature that can draw people to Christ, because I have many new converts around me, even in my family, who need to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Please also send me some holy Bibles for some of them who cannot afford to buy one, and many of your books entitled The Messiah. Sir, your materials are a basket for the harvest and source of blessing to many lives, especially in this country. Therefore, I want to humbly request for some of your taped messages. I want to pray that the Lord will give you long life and good health and bless you spiritually, physically, and financially to proclaim the gospel to the end of this world. I will be glad if my request is favorably granted, and as I hear from you soon, remain blessed till then. Signed, Brother Matthew from Nigeria.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. May God bless you that way too, and all you other Christian warriors out there in Radio Land, wherever you are, God bless you and keep you alive and give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding, because the Lord's people perish for the lack of wisdom, the fear of the Lord, to walk in prayer all the time. We got to walk in prayer. Pray always so that you know that you're not walking into a beehive, one of these nests of evil people here on this earth, or that you may, if you leave the house now, you may, if you're not praying up, there might be an automobile accident down the highway just waiting for you. So wait and pray first before you go out. Ask the Lord if it's the right time to get in the car and go, or if he wants you to hang around for a half hour or so. Well, that's the way to stay alive. Amen?
Amen.
That's wisdom. Okay, you got another one?
Yes.
Where's this one?
From Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
It's an email. It says, I would like to distribute your messages to people, so could you please send me some of your literature? Thank you. Signed, Dallas from Marietta, Georgia.
Amen, brother. Dallas, you know, we just love it when people want to be distributors. We will definitely send it to you. And God will bless you for every piece of literature you distribute. Walk in wisdom, brother. Amen. Okay, now let's begin part number 19 of How to Have God's Life Living in You.
We need to be impressed with the word children, because we're children of the bridegroom.
Yeah, everyone on earth is a child unto the Lord. And the same, when the Spirit of the Lord enters into you, that Spirit is from old and everlasting. So all you are is a carrying case. Some of us are older and some are younger, but it's the same eternal, everlasting, eternal Spirit of God that's in you. So actually, the people of the Lord, if you're in the body of Christ, we're all the same age. Amen?
Amen.
And the breath that's in your body was put there, it's the same as the breath of the that's in anybody else. I remember when I was a baby, now you may not believe this, but it's true. I remembered when I was born. I remember the people laughing, and I didn't know what I was. I didn't know if I was something for somebody to eat or what. You know, I was afraid. It was really scary. And they laid me down on some kind of a table, and I just opened my eyes. I could see a lights up above and everything. I knew when I was born. The same brain that's in you when you were born is the same brain that's in you now. There isn't any different brain unless you put on the mind of Christ. But that still doesn't make me forget the things that when I was a child. And so, you know, we have to keep our brain active. We have to keep our brain alert. And if the Spirit of the Lord is in you and you're walking according to the Spirit of the Lord, you're no younger or older than anyone. It's just God in you. All your body is just a carrying case, a suitcase, or a violin case to carry this better than Stradivarius violin in. is a precious commodity living in each and every one. It's the same Spirit. The Bible says there's only one Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Is the Spirit of God in you any younger or older than me?
No.
No. So, well, what do you know? We're all about the same age. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I've been around on earth longer, and maybe I've had the Spirit of God in me longer than you, but still, when the Spirit of God enters you, it's the same. As a matter of fact, the Lord says the last will be first, and the first will be last, because the first, a lot of them get weary in well-doing, and they don't do anything. They just really don't pay any attention to doing things for the Lord. But go ahead, let's keep going here.
So if we're the Lord's children, then we have eternal life.
So, so we're still a child of the Lord, because you were begotten by the Spirit, which is the same age, same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
It never grows old. So we're melting away outside, but we're getting younger inside. More we learn of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
More we receive the Lord. So you young generation, don't feel like you're such hot stuff, okay? Because if you're not saved, you're an old, old person. Amen?
Amen.
But when you get saved is when you become new, a new creature. And it's that because of the new Spirit of the Lord in you. And it's the same age. There's only one Spirit, one body. That's it. So you're just a child in the eyes of the Lord. Then what?
We're not just students of the Word of God. We don't just use the word wisdom, but we are children that have the fear of the Lord. We have wisdom. We don't care so much for the knowledge of wisdom, but we have wisdom. So we are concerned very much for eternal life.
Right, to have the knowledge, in other words, to quote the scriptures, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of the Lord is wisdom. To know that doesn't mean anything. But to actually have wisdom, the fear of the Lord, that's quite something else. Because head knowledge, to know the scriptures, to be able to recite them like Jack Van Impe, and I hear him reciting scriptures, googow. They're like, they don't even, you check it out. Just check it out and see. The scriptures he mentions doesn't apply on many of the scriptures that he says doesn't apply to what he's talking about. And the man is a Catholic, so that means he brags about it. So that means he's not even saved. He's an Antichrist. Antichrist. Anyone that is a Vaticanite is Antichrist. And the Lord says, repent and come out of there. But if he doesn't, then he's blasphemed the Holy Spirit. All right, then what?
So we are concerned very much for eternal life, and the life that we receive by having the fear of the Lord, or wisdom.
Right, we like the real life. The real life is better than knowing the scriptures by the letter. Okay, you can teach a parrot to say, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. Okay, blessed is the peacemaker, not the troublemaker. You can teach them to do that, but that doesn't mean they're saved. Amen?
Amen.
Any more than you if you're just polyparroting the scriptures. You've really got to have the Lord living in you. That's what these messages are all about, how to have God's life living in you. Okay? Not head knowledge of I recite these scriptures, blah, 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 like that. But it's like having the actual Lord, Jesus with his Father by the Spirit in you, and having the real fear of the Lord so that you make sure that you seek his guidance before you go out the door or before you do any rash thing. Okay? Because we are children and we need to seek our Father on everything that we do. If you don't, he says, my people perish because they don't use wisdom. They don't use me. All power and all wisdom belongs to the Lord. So you don't have any wisdom. You don't. Nobody has any wisdom. If ALL, 100% of the wisdom belongs to Jesus, he is the wisdom and the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if he's all wisdom and all knowledge and all understanding, then how do you get off just going anywhere you want during the day or saying anything you want to say or doing anything you want to do? You're not walking in wisdom. you're a hypocrite. Amen? Amen? So you have to start relying on the Lord's wisdom. Well, he's far away someplace. I don't know where. You don't know the Lord, eh? Well, you have to know the Lord in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that something? Okay? You have to have God's life living in you. And yet he wants to live in you and work in you and through you. Those are the facts. Okay, then what?
The fear of the Lord is wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Christ, who is God, is our wisdom. But Christ is the Word of God. So if we know the Word of God and we live it, then we have wisdom.
Yeah, if the Lord is living out his life in and through you, then you have Mr. Wisdom, which is Mr. Jesus in you. Mr. Holy Spirit is living in you. And Mr. Wisdom, Mr. Understanding, and Mr. What? And wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen? Do you understand? I think not. Do you understand that the Lord wants to lead you around like a... Did you think that your automobile could go down the street by itself? No. Somebody has to be driving it. Well, somebody has to be driving you, because the Bible says, without him you're dead. In your sins and trespasses, and the dead know nothing. And so if he has all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and all the understanding, then we need to let him lead, guide, and direct us. Amen? Make sense? Hope so. Praise the Lord. I pray so. All right, then what else?
So if we know the Word of God and we live it, then we have wisdom, we have Christ.
Yeah, because Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Without Christ, God doesn't have any wisdom or power, because Christ is all the wisdom and power of God. And without Christ, you don't have any wisdom or power either. But if you have Christ, then all things are possible. Only believe. Amen?
Amen.
We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, if you're in the body and he's in you. All right, then what?
If Christ is with us, the bridegroom is with us, then we have Christ's wisdom with us.
All right.
We are the children of the bridegroom, the bride chamber of Christ. We have the life of Christ, who is our wisdom. All power and wisdom belongs to Christ. So if we're in Christ, then we have Christ, and we have his wisdom.
And power. Then what else?
If we fear the Lord, and we're in Christ because we love him, and we want to be in heaven, and we have peace and rest and Sabbath with him.
See, first I want to back up and say, so we have Christ, and we love him, and we love being with him. If you don't love being with Christ, you don't love Christ. And you must love being in the bridegroom, because he's a very pleasant person to be with. It's so pleasant and calming, because you know that he's talking and telling you where to go, what to do, what to say, and all the other things that his wisdom tells us to do. And so we're at rest. We're at Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if we're at Sabbath, at rest, then we're not uptight. We're not tense. You don't have to pop those pills anymore. Whatever the names of these pills are that you take that soothe and calm you, they're temporary, and pretty soon your nerves start getting frazzled. But if you're resting in the Sabbath, then you're at rest, you're at peace, you're with the Lord. Okay? You don't need any of these artificial things, because, first of all, they don't have any life or power in them. Okay, then what?
If we fear the Lord and we're in Christ because we love him and we want to be in heaven.
And we love him and we love being with him, and we're going to be in heaven, okay? We're sitting with him in heavenly places. I forgot to put that little extra in there, so I'm just repeating it again. Every time you read it, I'm going to repeat it. Okay, then what? Because we love being with him. And we love him being with us, okay? Praise the Lord!
Amen.
That's the main thing, is to have the Lord with you and for you to be with him, because then you're calm and peaceful, wonderful person. Okay? He's wonderful to be around and to be in and around all the time. Wonderful God. Very beautiful. It's just everything nice. Then what?
And we have peace and rest and Sabbath with him. It's not a matter of regulations.
No, you know, it's like when you're in near the bridegroom, it isn't rules, regulations, rules, regulations, rules. It's at peace, calm. Amen?
Amen.
Of course you keep the moral law because you're at such peace that you have no desire to sin. Amen?
Amen.
So people that say it's impossible to stay away from sin, you're a liar. You just need to be around the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You need to get saved. You need to be with the bridegroom in the bride chamber. You need to be an invited guest. You need to have confidence and rest in the fact that there definitely is a heaven, and that Jesus is heaven, and the temple in heaven is Jesus, and that Jesus, the body, has a body, and you need to be in his body in order to get into heaven, because he's the only one that's going to be in heaven and all those that are in his body. It's like having a sack full of coons. Amen? All the coons got to be in the sack, right? To get inside the house. You know, these people that hunt coons? Well, you could say, well, you're calling us coons? Is that what you're calling us? And say, well, the Lord says that we're dead. Okay? So would you rather be dead or a coon? Huh? Yeah, maybe some of you people don't understand what I'm saying. But if you go get yourself a sack full of chickens, and you may like that word better. Well, they have to be in the sack in order for them to get inside the barn where you're going to cook them up and everything, right? Well, the Lord wants us to be in the kingdom of heaven with us, and there's only one bag. It's the wine bag. Amen?
Amen.
The wineskin. We have to be inside that wineskin in order to get into heaven. Whether you think of yourself as a coon, a chicken, or a human being, or what, you have to be in Christ in order to get into heaven. Of course, we're human beings. But we're dead, and we're nothing but chaff until we accept Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you accept him, then you're inside the wineskin, and the wine is in you, the spiritual wine, and you're on your way to heaven. And the Lord takes you right up there. But everything is the Lord. Even you, who become members of his body, are the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Everything is the Lord. The food you eat, the water you drink, the land, the earth, the everything that the Lord created that has life in it, that is for our food, has the seeds inside of it that can replenish itself. Everything is the Lord. And if you don't have him, you haven't got anything. All right? Okay, then what? Talking about coon, because I come from down south, these raccoons. Amen? Okay. Now, they usually get them to put the tail on the back of a raccoon hat, like Daniel Boone used to wear. Okay? I hope said people that are in this room, they just don't seem to understand my logic. A couple of them are shaking their heads, but you guys out there from the south, you understand what I'm saying, I'm sure, okay? And hopefully some of the rest of you do too. Maybe I'm just going above your heads. Then what else?
It's not a matter of regulations. I don't feel that. I know that we have to keep the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
And that's the moral law. Okay, then what else?
And that we can't sin. But it isn't a thing...
Well, we can sin. If we want to get into heaven, you can't sin, because he that sinneth is of the devil. Okay, then what?
We can't sin, but it isn't a thing of do this and do that. We know that we must keep the commandments, but in the spirit of the Lord, it is just automatic. It's just like we are in the world and we're breathing air. We don't need regulations to tell us to breathe air. We just do it. When we're in fear of the Lord or the wisdom, we're in Christ, and we know that we are keeping the commandments. And the commandments...
Right, if you're in Christ, you know you're keeping the commandments, right?
Amen.
Okay, if you're in the wineskin, the sack, or the bottle, or the container that is going to heaven, then you know you're keeping the commandments, because you cannot, in the Lord, you cannot sin. And if you say you can sin and still get into heaven, you're a liar. You're not in the body. Okay? If you're in the body, you cannot sin, because you're with the bridegroom, and you're having too much happiness and peace and joy and everything to ever even want to. To you, sin looks filthy and dirty and ugly, and you know that it's death. The wages of sin is death. Amen?
Amen.
So if you just like to lust and all these things, then you're dead. Okay, what else?
And the commandments are not grievous, because we have the power of God in us.
Right, and He's with us, and we're with Him. And it's not grievous to... You know, if the Lord Jesus Christ was walked into your room right now, you'd shapen up quite really quick, wouldn't you? Amen?
Amen.
Well, He's with you all the time if you're born again, so you just are naturally shaped up all the time. Amen?
Amen.
All right. If you're of the Lord. And if you're not, you know, I see some worried faces in here. Well, then you're not with the Lord, and the Lord is not with you. Okay? Yes, there's nods, you know, knowing nods, but those are the ones that just a second ago had worried looks on their face. Okay, then what?
We have the power of God.
They're schizophrenic. One minute they're smiling, the next minute they're grimacing. Okay, then what?
We have the power of God in us, the fear of the Lord, the wisdom. So nobody has to tell us primarily when we really know the Lord and we're in Him all the do's and don'ts. There's rules and regulations in life, of course, but religion has all these do's and don'ts. But when we have Christ...
Well, there's a lot of do's and don'ts, you know, in the body of Christ as well. But not the kind of do's and don'ts that religion has. Religion sprinkles you with water. That's of the devil. Religion says you gotta celebrate certain days. Religion tells you that there's a certain Sabbath day, when the real Sabbath is 7 days a week, all day long. We're resting in Christ all the time in order to have our peace and tranquility and to be with this very wonderful person and the wonderful person to be with us. That's Sabbath. Sabbath, the ritual of Sabbath, or the ritual of all the other rituals and holidays that different religions observe, and all the different things that they do are in the Lord don'ts. Okay, eating fish on Fridays, that is a don't. These are rules or regulations that go away. Being circumcised on the eighth day for a man-child, that is out the door. None of these things, that's religion. These are, now the Lord is the rest, the Sabbath, the salvation. He wants to circumcise our hearts with coming into us. With the Spirit is cutting. The Spirit of God is the Word of God. And the Word of God is the double-edged sword that cuts right into your spirit and gets into your soul. And the bridegroom is with you. And you're with the bridegroom. If you could retain that for an hour, some people can't remember that 5 minutes after a message. But you must remember that at all times. 24 hours a day, you must again and again keep telling yourself, the Lord is with me and I'm with the Lord. Okay, then what?
But when we have Christ, it's just a matter that we have life, and that's the only important thing, is that we have Christ.
If you have life, I mean, you've got it all, eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
So it doesn't matter if you eat corn while going through the fields on what your pastor or your church says is the Sabbath, because that has nothing to do with it. You're hungry, the Lord lets you eat. Amen?
Amen.
And the Bible says that if the bridegroom is with you, how can you mourn or fast if the bridegroom is with you? He's with me. I don't have to fast because I'm happy all the time. How can I mourn when He's there? Now, if I see problems coming, and the Lord tells me to fast, I'll do it. I'm fasting for other people. That's what it's wonderful to have the Lord with you, so he can tell you these things, and you're with the Lord. So few people know that. So many Christians, people that call themselves Christians, that don't know what the even meaning of Christian is. The Lord has to be with you, and you have to be with the Lord. Everything else is just bojive. Okay, what else?
The only important thing is that we have Christ, we have his life, and we have his wisdom. No one can tell me to drink. If I get thirsty, I go to the sink, or now it's bottled water, and I grab myself a bottle of water and I drink. I can drink little by little, or I can drink a lot of water at one time. There's no regulation on it. If I'm thirsty, I drink. It all depends on our life. You don't have to ask me why I drink. There's no commandment that says I have to drink or that I can't drink. I just drink. The only answer I can give...
Yeah, when I want to. Okay, then what?
The only answer I can give you is that I'm thirsty. That's why I'm drinking. Or I realize that I could be dehydrated if I don't drink, so I drink for health. It's my choice. So when I'm thirsty, I don't need any regulation to tell me that I have to drink. Or if you tell me that I should not drink, I'm not going to obey such a regulation. When I'm not thirsty, I don't want to drink, and I don't want anybody to command me to drink. Don't ask me or tell me why I eat so much. It is because I'm hungry. But if I don't want to eat, don't keep badgering me to eat. The reason I don't eat is because
I'm not. Yeah, like
a
Jewish mother. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, son, you're going. That's why a lot of them are so fat, right? Because they don't say, hey, I'm the Lord of my body here, you know. The Lord says for me to eat when I want and not eat when I don't want to. Go away, Mom. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
The reason I don't eat is because I'm not hungry. What is this all about? Well, it's all about life, because there's no regulations in regards to things like this. That's the way to find rest. Religious rules and regulations, things that are not of the Spirit, are a heavy burden. Jesus said, quote, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, unquote. There are no regulations except to, quote, come unto me, unquote. If you're hungry, then eat. If you're thirsty, drink. There's no regulations in that regard. If you're not thirsty or hungry, don't eat or drink. As long as we don't have these religious type of regulations, we are free. We have rest. All the rules and regulations are just the heavy burden of Satan, which is mentioned in verse 28. This is why our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, our bridegroom, told us, quote, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, unquote.
We're heavy laden with all these rules and regulations. And get into me and just relax and be in the Spirit. Yeah, in the Sabbath every day. Rest from your old labors. Rest from the religious rules and regulations. Get away from them, all right? Even the Lord rested on the seventh day, amen, from all of his labor. All right, then what else? And that was for eternity. Now he works in the Spirit. Okay, what else? With his Son, Christ Jesus, and through us. But all of the works of creation are finished. Even what we're doing today was created before. On the sixth day, everything was done then. What else?
There's no need for you to labor in a religious manner. Forget about religious regulations, eating or not eating, drinking or not drinking. But remember the law of the Spirit of life. If you want to live longer, remember the Lord has for our life an outline for that. There are certain things that he tells us not to eat that are not food. They are hog meat, pig, vultures, eagles, rabbits, things like that. Forget all the rules and regulations of religion, but don't forget, if you want to be healthy, to obey the law of the Spirit of life, which is the law of the Spirit for our health and for our ability to enter into the kingdom of heaven. When it's convenient and I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. And when it's not convenient, I will not eat. And when I eat, I'm going to eat the things that the Lord said is safe to eat. That's not a rule or regulation, it's a matter of life and health. When I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink, and when I'm not thirsty, I will not drink. So there's no regulations in that regard. But there are things that are scavengers on earth and in the sea, And the Lord says not to eat them because they are going to cause death.
Yeah, they're not food. They're to be put here on earth to clean the ocean floor and to clean the, like vultures, they come and clean up the bacteria and everything on the earth, some dead human or animal. They eat them up. Okay, then what?
So you either have to choose the life of the Lord Jesus Christ or dead religion. Jesus tells us that, quote, my yoke is easy, unquote, chapter 11, verse
3. Yeah, my work is easy and light. It's comfortable. It's gentle. You're knocking yourself out, a lot of you people out there. Some of these religions, man, they whip themselves on their rear ends with cat of nine tails, and they eat strictly rice. Some of them, God, they drink pig's blood. Don't try to make me drink that garbage, you know. I'm not going to do it. Then what else?
In the Greek, the meaning of the word easy is kindly or gentle. So in other words, Jesus said, my yoke is flexible, easy, gentle, kindly. When you're hungry, you eat, and when you're not hungry...
My yoke means his work is easy, gentle, light. Okay? Comfortable. It's comfortable to be in the Lord. It's not rigorous. So stop knocking yourself out. Just get a hold of the Lord and pray to him all the time. You're too busy with religious matters. Pray. Read. Communicate to the Lord. He'll do more in one flash of a second than you'll do. And billions of you will do an entire lifetime, or 100,000 years. God said, let there be light. It was instant. You can't do that. He said, let the seas be separated from the land, and let the land appear. It just happened just like that. The people that are of the devil, they can't believe that God's word is so instant. They say there's no way that God could talk to you without the word getting to you taking years. Well, you underestimate God. God talked to me from heaven, and he was talking up to the minute, and when I'm talking, speaking, and he's speaking through me, he's doing it right at the very minute that I'm doing it. Okay? That's how close the Lord is. He said, but he's so many light years away. You're carnal. You can't think spiritual. You have no faith in that God is supernatural. You don't realize how really supernatural he is and how all-powerful he is. He tells me what to say before I say it. I'll be starting to say something, he'll check me, and then he'll say, do it this way. Right now when I'm on the air, he's telling me, tell him this, okay? And that's what I told you. That's how close the Lord is, all right? He's faster than sound. Because I'm about ready to make a sound out of my mouth, he says, don't say that. And he's way ahead of my thoughts. And he's way ahead of yours, too. The Bible says he knows the thoughts and intents in you, what you plan to do. And that's what he doesn't want. He doesn't want you planning anything. He wants to work in and through you. Stop planning. Stop using your brain that's made out of dirt. Put on the mind of Christ, the Word of God, and then stay in the Spirit and let him move you about here and there, and let him do the thinking in your head. Fill your head with the Word of God and thank and praise the Lord that this can and does and is happening. All right? Then what?
When you're hungry, you eat, and when you're not hungry, you do not eat. So his disciples, when they were going through the cornfield, they were hungry and they ate, and it was on the Sabbath. And you're not supposed to pick anything then, but the Lord's yoke is...
Yeah, religion says you're not supposed to, okay? But the Lord says, all right, eat, mangiare, pick and eat. Okay, go ahead.
But the Lord's yoke is flexible. His yoke is gentle and is not unbending. It's flexible, his yoke. Praise and thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's why we've got some people in this church here They'll just say, you can't do this and you can't do that. And especially these young Christians full of zeal, they don't know the Lord well enough, and they're just full of rules and regulations. And they're not good testimonies. They make themselves look extremely religious. And, you know, right on the button, you know, we're just strict. But the Lord isn't like that, okay? You're way too religious. You need to be spiritual. Amen?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
If you're in the body of Christ, if you're in the Spirit, and the Lord tells you don't eat, well, then it's for you that you have to be on a fast, because He put you on a fast. Don't make up fasts for yourself. Anything other than the Lord telling you to do something is a heavy burden.
It's religion. If you're just doing it yourself because you believe it's the right thing to do. It's your own religion. Some people think if they just type and type and type all day long, oh my God, they'll wear up the Lord. You know? Or if they just scrub the floor and wash the walls and do all these things, oh God is going to bless me now. Or if I just eat, pulse, like beans and nothing else, because the three Hebrew children did that, or Daniel did that, or whatever. That's religion. Okay, maybe the Lord told them to do that. That's for them to do then. But that isn't going to do you any good. Amen?
Amen.
It's better to be in the Spirit of the Lord, isn't it?
Yes.
To be in the Lord and the Lord be in you. Then what else?
Don't let unbending religion tell you you've got to do this or you've got to do that.
Religion is that Heil Hitler or your friend. Okay, but the Lord is easy and gentle, and His burden is light. Okay? And calming. And you just walk through the cornfields. I didn't see them guys knocking themselves out. Right? Do you?
No.
Because they were with the bridegroom. Amen?
Amen.
Why do you not fast? Is John the Baptist religious, became very religious, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We fast and you feast. Versus loss. You're not rigid enough. You know what I mean? Okay? You're not supposed to be eating, especially feasting. They make a concentration camp out of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That isn't the Lord. The Lord says, go on, He's over there feasting. And who is He feasting with but the publicans and the sinners? Right, because He came here to save the publicans and the sinners, not you self-righteous, rigid Pharisees, you religious Schweinhunds! You religious, rigid people. Now be nice and relax, okay? Lay off. We got to kill people! No, the Lord says, don't do that. Amen?
Amen.
That's the past. Now the Lord says, vengeance is mine. I'm going to take care of all these people. Just pray to me for your enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Take that easy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
These are not laws of God or the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, but it's just a man-made law that is religion. Again, Jesus said, quote, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Yeah, all you that are rigid and Schweinhunds, and you know, you've got to fast and never feast. Come unto me, all you rigid digits, and I'll give you a rest, man. Lax up. Relax a little bit, okay? Walk in me. It's easy. It's light. It's gentle. Amen?
Amen?
Take down the Nazi flag. All right? You understand?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, burdened, any rule other than that which is in the word is a kind of, or a type, or a figure of a burden, but with the Lord...
A religion, yeah. Religions are burdensome. Secret societies. We've got to cloak and dagger this guy. We got to we've got to boycott them. These ones over here, we got to throw in prison, put them in prison. Okay? Let's beat this one. Let's lie about this other one over here. Is this of the Lord?
No.
Well, this is the Vatican, though. This is what the Vatican says to do. Crucify them. Religion says, crucify Christ. Crucify Christians. Do away with the Bible, because the Bible tells you to take it easy. Amen?
Amen.
Live in the Spirit. Walk in the Lord. Eat, mangiare if you want to. If you don't. Drink if you want to, but don't worry about it. If you don't want to, don't. All right? Are you getting the message?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. No. All right, then what?
But with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, there are no religious regulations, no religious rules.
No, but there is the moral laws of that. You know, if you break that, well, then, of course, you're not in the Lord anymore, and the Lord's not in you, because the Lord will not live in a person that sins. Okay, then what? Or you won't be able to live in Him if you sin. He's the temple, and we're His temple, and He's our temple. Then what?
Consider this situation. The Lord Jesus took the hungry ones out of the synagogue, out of something religious.
Yeah, He says, come on, come out of the synagogue. Let's go out into the cornfield on the Sabbath. Let's show these guys something. Okay, then what?
Out of something religious, and He took them into the cornfield. Do you think He did this without some meaning? It's for sure the Lord Jesus did this intentionally with a purpose. He deliberately broke the observation of the Sabbath day in order to satisfy those who were hungry. Religion burdened them. The Lord Jesus satisfied them. Religious people are always like this. They are always putting burdens upon others and not allowing others to eat. They are always saying it is not lawful, it is not fundamental, it is not according to the Scriptures. Now a lot of people will be offended at the things I'm saying because they're so religious. And they feel that by being strict according to religious laws rather than the laws of God. But the Lord Jesus said, have you not read? He said, in effect, you're so fundamental, you're so scriptural. Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them that were with him, but only for the priests? Have you not read that, you Pharisees? According to your law, it was not lawful for David or his followers to eat.
Don't eat that, you starve, you hear? Now starve, this burden, starve. Then what?
It was not lawful for David or his followers to eat, but they did eat. Those scriptural people, those fundamental people, were shut up. It was very meaningful. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the real David. David was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, because Jesus taught them the same thing. He says, like, if David could do that, a greater than David is here, and so that I can do that, okay? And if people are part of my body, they can do that too. Again, amen? There's no rules and regulations to eat or don't eat. Amen?
Amen?
Unless God puts you in a fast, which He did me one time. I've been on the fast more than one time, but one really bad time, it was like I had the fast for a long, long time, because I did something when I was a baby Christian. I hoodwinked some people that were Christians. That's one thing you don't want to do, is attack Christians or hoodwink them or cheat them. And God really taught me a lesson. He said, if you don't eat or drink until this recording session is over with, He says, you will die and you'll go to hell. And that lasted for so long, I thought I was going to die anyway and go to hell for sure. But I've been through that. I've learned my lesson on that one. And you want to know something? My time is up. And I want to do more. I always want to tell you more because I've got so much to say. The Lord has so much to say through me to you and for you to let lax, loosen up, okay? This doesn't mean that the Lord wants to relieve you, that you're wanting sex or something like that. You can go commit fornication or adultery. Oh, don't think that, because that's the moral law. You can't break that. But if you're in the Lord, the bridegroom is with you, and you're with the bridegroom, or you can't be a lesbian or homosexual and go to heaven. But if you're with him, and you're really with him, and he's really with you, you don't think about those things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and he's going to give you a husband if you're a woman, and he's going to give you a wife if you're a man. If you're a woman, he's not going to give you a woman. And if you're a man, he's not going to give you a man. Okay, so forget that, all right? Those are do's and don'ts that are of the Lord. Well, anyway, listen, if you want a copy of this tape, it's tape or CD number 121. And if you'd like a copy of that, tune in tomorrow for sure to take part in the 20th message on how to have God's life living in you. And so those of you that would like to, that you really have to be born again. You must be born again. It isn't something that is arbitrary. Oh, you might or something. If you reject the Lord now, you're rejecting your own salvation. There isn't any point in you doing that. You're just worse than cutting off your nose to spite your face, because spending eternity in hell in the lake of fire is horrible. So say this prayer to the Lord now. I mean, the Lord is easy. He's light. Yes, he is a God, a loving God, to those that love him and keep his commandments. But if you don't, yes, he is a God that kills also and sends to hell. But you send yourself to hell, really, in the lake of fire. You don't want to do that. It's not profitable at all. Eternity is for too long of a time. So say this prayer now to the Lord. Say it now to the Lord. And say this now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for saving my soul. And I know now that I'm in the bride chamber, and that you're my bridegroom, and I've got an invitation now to the kingdom of heaven, and I'm a virgin. I'm as clean as cleaner than even the virgins in the world are. And I know that I'm the bride of Christ, the new Jerusalem, and I'm going to be there with you real soon. And if I had loved ones that are there now, that I'm going to be with them, I'm going to be reunited with them soon. And I know that my children, my household will be saved now, because I am, and I'm going to keep your commandments, Lord. I thank you and praise you, Lord. Until tomorrow, tape number 20, this is World Pastor Tony Lama saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.